Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, Micah Tyler and A-Man. It's 3:28, David Mann in studio, but a couple guests joining me this afternoon, Pastor Rick Buck from Emmanuel in Barrie and Pastor Jay Davis from Mapleview Community Church in Barrie. Guys, thanks for sticking around.
Great to be here.
Thanks. Fantastic.
Yes, we've been gleaning some great insight from them as they've been handling this unprecedented week in the past of COVID-19 and only going to really escalate, it seems, as there's going to be all sorts of implications this is going to have on our economy and on general business. So what does the future look like for you guys, from your perspective?
Yeah, from my perspective, David, I think we're on the front end of this thing. We're not even close to the middle or wherever. We're at the very beginning. And so I think it's going to take some time. I think we're going to all have to be patient, take it sort of day at a time, week at a time, and keep evaluating as we go through it. I think the critical piece is not to panic, not to hoard. I know you guys have made reference to that probably here today. Go out there and spend. Obviously, there's social distancing, as everybody's talked about, but spend responsibly, but spend. Help our those who might be hurt by this, by continuing to engage in the economy. I think in church life, we need the partnership of our people more than ever. And we've been very fortunate at Emmanuel, but we need the continued partnership of our members or our people to support our ministry. And I think there's other churches especially don't have some of the technology and stuff going on that they need. And I'll let Jay talk a little bit about that, because I think that's important too.
I think that we have to think in terms of aiding those that are in need within our congregation and those around us, other communities of faith. And, I'm going to give a shout out to some of the other churches in town that may be in situations they really need their members, their adherents, their community to step up. And if you're out there, this is not a time to shy away from giving and encouraging and helping, even with financial gifts, for your particular local assembly. So important that you give them some type of resources to begin to distribute them among the wolves that need it the most. And and the days ahead, there's going to be needs in all of our churches.
Yes.
That are at some places will be desperate needs. And if that's where the church needs to be the church, that's when we, if we're sharing the blessings, those that are blessed with people that aren't, and the church is a family place to distribute that with security and just making the right provisions, and nobody's getting too much, nobody's getting too little. So it's a great storehouse. That's one of the terms, give to the storehouse, so that in these moments that if your leaders can be trusted, and I believe they can get it to the people that need it the most. So it's very important. I see Red Cross, and there's, there's the COVID-19, givings and stuff. Help the church be the church to the community of faith is important in these days, for sure.
And you would echo that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just know right now there's a temptation for people to hunker down and sort of, disengage. And I don't think that's what really we're asking. We're asking people to be prudent and wise. Social distancing is appropriate, but there's lots of other ways you can engage, both through technology, through your partnership, giving, spending, keeping things going, running, if you will, in our culture is critical and important. And so I hope people won't just panic. And, we joke about the toilet paper, but there's an example of what people are doing, right? Panic buying and then hoarding stuff so that others don't have. And we don't want to see that happen. We want everybody to share and engage and give their lives away to one another, to the church, and through the church to the community.
Mm. There's a great story in Mark chapter 1, and I was reflecting on it yesterday about when Jesus touches the leper. And, leprosy was a contagious disease at the time, and it was dangerous. There was so many social I guess, ramifications of having leprosy and social distancing and all those things. And I, as you read through the story, you see that one man stood in the street while everyone ran and behind closed doors and behind shutters and were peering. And that one man obviously was Jesus. And he stayed there. And what was really fascinating about that, Jesus could have spoke to the man and had him healed and all kinds of different ways. And the text is very clear. Jesus reached out and touched the leper. Now I say that we have an opportunity as a church to care for people, to touch them in their needs right now, to really be present. And to do that, you know, we need the church body to be present and to be functioning and to be helping and encouraging. And obviously, we all know that it takes resources and provisions to make our assemblies work. So this is an important time in that sense to keep on helping your church touch the needs, touch the lepers, being present, being able to, you know, if it's food they need or if it's a drive somewhere, or there's so many different things. We need to be able to continue to touch those in our community that are so needy at this time.
Hey, Jay, is it possible to say there's a way to touch right now that can hurt people, and there's a way to touch right now that helps people?
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
And that's what you're saying, is let's touch people in a way that really helps them. Right now, that physical touch may be something that might create some danger to people in certain circumstances, but there's lots of ways that we can share the love of Christ in practical means and ways that is really helpful right now.
Well, I want to think that, you know, this is a unique opportunity. It's tragic that it's all this is happening, but there's a unique opportunity to come alongside and to show the world that the church has the goods. That we literally have the goods, what we've talked about for years. We want to be present. We're not there to condemn or judge. We're there to love unconditionally. And boy, what an opportunity to reach out to your neighbors, invite them over for dinner or something of that nature, or help some of our seniors, or go to a nursing home, bring food. I don't know. There's just so many ways to reveal more than ever before. Hey, we have the goods. We're who we say we are. We're, you know, and it's a unique opportunity. So, you know, I'm praying for the churches. I'm praying for an anointing upon them. I'm praying for spiritual wisdom that they would step into these situations with, again, I use the word prudent, but with wisdom, but with great compassion and love for those around us. It is, in the midst of all the crisis that we're going through, it is an opportunity to make a deposit in people's lives of who Jesus really is.
Amen.
What an investment this can be for Christians across the world, and particularly here in Central Ontario. Guys, it's been so great to glean from you and to just encourage our listeners and to remind them that they're not needed to be in panic, but to be prudent and to be wise. I would just love, in closing, if we could just get both of you guys to maybe tag team pray for churches and for Christians. Perhaps Pastor Rick, you could start, and then Pastor Jay, you could close it off.
Absolutely.
Sure, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you are our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble, God. And therefore we do not need to fear. And we are grateful for that today. Your word says, even if the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, we don't have to fear because of who you are and what you've given us in your Son, Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray today for anyone out there that is being gripped by fear, Lord, that you would just calm their hearts and just help them to run to you, not away from you, and just to sense the incredible peace that passes human understanding of just trusting you and looking to you. Lord, we pray that you would guide us all, that you would help us not to panic, but to respond in ways that seek your glory and the good of others, that truly show our deep and profound love for you and love for one another. And so we ask, oh God, that you would help us by your grace, that we would be able to do that by your Spirit, that we would be able to share the love of Christ with our world and with one another. And so thank you that we can pray for our communities, for our frontline workers and medical people and all of those folks. We just lift them up to you, pray that you will grant them special insight and wisdom, our government leaders, guide each one. And I pray that you would help us to respectfully follow them as our leaders. Of course, we put you always first, but we pray that thank you for the leaders you've given us, and we pray as much as possible that we would be respectful and respond. And so we give all these things to you. We pray, do great and mighty things above what we can even ask or imagine in the midst of these difficult circumstances. We pray, thank you that we can cry out to you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Yes.
Lord, I just also want to thank you for your grace and your mercy and your kindness at this time over your children all through this community and all through this region, Lord. And Lord, I remember your words where it says, we have not received the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. May we have that sound mind to control thoughts and ideas and worries and anxieties that run rampant right now, Lord Jesus. May you bring a peace to the storm that is going around just the hearts and minds of people right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have that ability to calm the seas and calm our hearts. And Lord, I just do pray for all of our first responders as well, and just ask for a special protection around them, Lord Jesus. Keep them safe and secure out of harm's way. And Lord, for those that are dealing with situations now and ramifications of this COVID-19, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would sustain them and lead them and guide them and birth hope in them. And Lord, we thank you that your ways are above our ways, and you watch us, and you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father. And thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just want to thank you and worship you for all that you're doing in our midst. And I too just want to pray all of these things in Jesus' powerful and strong name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pastor Jay Davis of Mapleview Community Church in Barrie and Pastor Rick Buck of Emmanuel Barrie, old time friends, great pastors, and great to have them just to encourage you.